WTAW News Time is 7:07. It's 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. The end of the state legislature's special session means the end of the line for the chance of billions of dollars of new buildings at state universities. Governor Perry did not add House Bill 5 to the special session agenda. The measure, also known as tuition revenue bonds, would have paid for $1.5 billion of new construction in the A&M and University of Texas systems. At A&M, the projects included a $64 million biocontainment research facility. Lawmakers wrapped up the third special session Monday night by approving a proposed constitutional amendment. If voters approve, transportation spending would increase by more than $1 billion a year by diverting oil and gas revenue away from the rainy day fund. Virtually no comments came from the Bryan City Council yesterday about hundreds of millions of dollars of proposed projects.
Ann Horton provided the only observation, and that was supporting staff plans to start designing the rebuilding of Texas Avenue from University to Villa Maria.
I would like to see us really give some serious consideration to this and get the process started. You say we're pretty good as far as capacity goes for 10 to 15 years.
Right.
But I don't want to see us get right up on top of that.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And so anytime we can start making some plans.
The project would include moving electric lines underground and landscaping similar to Texas Avenue and College Station. Staff also recommended nearly $8 million of capital improvement projects for next year. The list includes an expansion at the city cemetery, adding 875 plots, along with rebuilding Washington and Old Curtin Road at the back of the cemetery. The council will vote on the next CIP in 3 weeks. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Now located in downtown Bryan, there could be a new home for the Community Emergency Operations Center, also known as the CEOC. Bryan City Councilman Greg Owens reported last night a feasibility study will be done.
This is a long-term plan to determine the feasibility of a future site, be it an existing facility, building a new facility on county property out in the Park Hudson area, placing the facility in the old police building or the City Hall annex, and some possible TAMU properties.
The CEOC is a shared function by the Twin Cities, Brazos County, and A&M. The lease on the current building runs through 2018. While candidates are filing for office in this November's election, interest has already started in local races for next year. The most activity involves the decision by Justice of the Peace George Boyette that he won't seek re-election. The Precinct 3 JP has held that position since 1989. Three people have notified the county clerk's office they have appointed campaign treasurers for Boyette's post: Rick Vessel, Rick Hill, and Mickey Posey. Two incumbents have done the same thing, Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo and County Clerk Karen McQueen. The filing period for the 2014 primary starts November 9th. Boyette becomes the second judge to decide to retire next year, along with District Court Judge J.D. Langley. Local attorney Kyle Hawthorne has announced he will seek that position. The deadline is approaching to include this year's names on the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
We accept names of veterans who are living, deceased, currently serving, and they do not have to serve during wartime. Peacetime service is absolutely as valid as any other. And they do not have to be just from Bryan College Station. They can be veterans living anywhere in the world who have served in the U.S. military service.
Spokeswoman Ann Boykin says more than 5,000 names are currently on the memorial at Veterans Park and College Station. August 15th is the last day to submit names in order to be included in this year's Veterans Day program. More information's on our website at WTAW.com. Now that the third special session of the legislature is over, you have the opportunity to learn how what was done in Austin will affect the economy in Bryan College Station. Chamber of Commerce President Royce Hickman says WTAW's Scott DeLucia will be moderating a panel discussion at next week's Economic Outlook briefing.
You're going to have to feel sorry for Scott because his job's going to be moderating State Senator Charles Swartner, yeah. State Representative Kyle Cassell, and State Representative John Rainey. Now, you get three of them in a room. Actually, those are all three great guys.
They are.
So I don't think you have that big of a challenge.
Reservations are still being accepted for next Wednesday's chamber luncheon at the Hilton. Government agencies are unable to say whether 140 cases of stomach illness in Texas are related to the hundreds elsewhere where the cyclospora infection source was traced to Mexican farming operations. The director of Texas A&M Center for Food Safety, Gary Acuff, says research generally is equally divided between safety concerns for plant and animal issues. He says food processors have made great strides in the past 20 years.
I don't know when I've ever seen the food industry as focused on food safety as they are right now. Consumers need to feel confident that the industry is really attempting to provide them with a safe product.
Acuff says research funding often switches to what is current in the news. And the Eagle newspapers will be late today due to problems with the printing press, but you can still catch up with them online. WTAW News Time is 7:13 at 79 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need to replace the flooring in your home? The time is now with Zwirneman Flooring's Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale. Hi, this is Leah. Our warehouse is overstocked, so we're selling everything to make room. Looking for exquisite tile, wood, or laminate flooring? Zwirneman has it, and it's got to go. Other flooring stores may promise a better selection at the best price, but they can't beat the Summer Warehouse Clearance Sale at Zwirneman Flooring. Zwirneman Flooring, we're not the biggest in flooring, but if given the opportunity, we'll show you that we're the best. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
It's almost open. It's what you've been asking for. American Lube Centers with a hand car wash at Tower Point. Hi, this is Debbie. At American Lube Centers, we are known for our fast, friendly service, and we're looking for enthusiastic, friendly people to execute our mission of service, service, service. We need experienced lube techs and car wash techs. Apply in person at our location on Briarcrest or email hr@AmericanLubeCenters.com. Come join a winning team. American Lube Centers, growing strong, building futures, and taking care of our customers.
Folks at Intercon want to remind you the hot weather's not going away anytime soon because, after all, it is Texas, and it's going to be hot for a while. You can do something to help your utility bills, though. Energy-efficient windows. You know, we've talked about how you notice it more when we have a cold north wind blowing, that those windows aren't sealing like they should. But remember that air exchange goes on all the time, and you may be having to cool air that's leaking into your house, or your air conditioning may be leaking out. The deal is the exchange is costing you money. Something else that you can do and make a big difference right away in your utility bills is solar screens. And you can choose the blockage that you want. You want 60%, 70%, 80%, 90% blockage. Intercon has those for you. And that can make a tremendous difference right away in your utility bills, and that's important to you. Now, also remember, if you're a BTU customer, they have some initiatives in place that can make it easier for you to make the purchase of these items that will, in fact, cut down on your utility bill. So give them a call at Intercon at 823-3639. Home-owned company. They make sure that your utility bills are as low as they can possibly be with energy-efficient windows and solar screens. 823-3639.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
7:15, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Sunshine will get brighter and brighter as the day goes on. Temperatures will get warmer and warmer. We'll be at or above 100 degrees today. Could be as warm in a few spots as about 103 or 104. Clear for the most part, much of tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 75 to 80 degrees. We'll have sunny weather for Friday, and it looks like temperatures are going to be back close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Day number two of A&M football and more revelations about Johnny Manziel signing stuff. We've also got updates for you with the Rangers and Astros baseball. The Astros lost in a record-setting, not good record, when the Boston Red Sox catcher had four passed balls in one inning.
Not a good day.
They still lost. We'll get that more in sports.
There you go. And, you know, you can go a lot of places to talk the Johnny Manziel thing, and it's out there. But just a couple of things before we move on down the road. The Wall Street Journal yesterday, a little bit from their story, the growing controversy surrounding Texas A&M quarterback Johnny Manziel could advance the argument for loosening of NCAA rules against college athlete compensation. Never mind that Manziel isn't among the former and current athletes who are suing the NCAA for a portion of the billions of dollars that the organization and its members collect in TV broadcast rights. Manziel hasn't even joined that growing chorus of critics calling for a change in the policy.
His dad did, though.
Yeah, no, Tucker pointed out that the, you know, even though they make those rules up, he said they don't follow their own rules. If you go to their website,
we'll look
up Manziel's.
We'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
Manziel represents a gold mine for college football. Known as Johnny Football, he has helped generate millions of dollars for his team and his athletic department and his university and his conference without receiving any of those proceeds. And there are two differences here. First, the imbalance between how much money college athletes generate and how little they receive, and it's growing and gaining more attention. Then there is the fact that Manziel's status is the face of college football. So, you know, we know they've lawyered up. We know A&M's lawyered up. But, I mean, the fact is that the Wall Street Journal pretty much siding with the idea that, if I read between the lines, that maybe it's time for the athletes to be able to share in this wealth, if you will. And what you're referencing, Jay Billis, who is from ESPN, decided to just kind of bang around on the NCAA store site yesterday.
Yep.
Just to see. So if you went in, they've got a site called shopncaasports.com, and you could type anybody in. But if you typed in Manziel, bam, there's a bunch of jerseys. Now, it's not just him. You could type in Taj Boyd, and boom, there's a bunch for Tennessee.
But they don't have the name on the back.
No. But, and then there's, I mean, it doesn't matter. But basically what Billis is saying is, how do you penalize a player when you're making money off of their name at the NCAA shop? And as a result, the NCAA pulled down the search function. You cannot go to NCAA shop today and hit search and put anybody's name in. And Jay Billis caused that to happen, I believe, hammering them over this. So, yeah, the hypocrisy that Tucker talked about. I mean, but now the NCAA, can you imagine what things were like at their headquarters yesterday?
Ooh.
Things in Indianapolis were not good.
I was going to say, things were jumping.
And that, you tell me, how many places can you go? How many retail websites can you go to where they don't have a search function? Huh?
That works.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if you're gonna sell merchandise, you're gonna have a search function. But anyhow, so that's, I mean, this thing is very interesting. And as we've talked about, the NCAA is they
ridiculous.
May be the, yeah, they may be the governing board, but they're not controlling college athletics anymore. So there we go. Houston restaurant called La Fisheria has banned children under the age of 8 after 7 o'clock. Now, that's an interesting idea. The restaurant posted an announcement on Facebook Monday, writing, quote, "We are a family-friendly restaurant, and we also respect all of our customers, so we introduced this new policy to the restaurant. The restaurant does have a kids' menu, but it is only available before the 7 p.m. cutoff."
Mm.
So I guess the kids can still come in, but they're going to have to order off the grown-ups' menu. Policy was instituted after the restaurant received complaints from customers about noisy kids. The restaurant says most customers have praised the decision. And you see, this is the exact way that you do it. Let the marketplace decide.
Absolutely.
They want to do this. They understand that there are customers who are not happy. They want to make as many customers happy as possible. And, you know, if you've got kiddos and you want to take them out to eat, then they're going to have to eat off the grown-ups menu, or you're just going to have to make a decision to spend your money someplace else, which, again, is okay.
Yes, it is.
I like that. Canadian police say they tried to put the kibosh on some daredevil's thoughts of going over Niagara Falls in a kayak.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Hopefully with a parachute.
I'm just thinking, Niagara Falls Parks Police received a tip about a potential kayak stunt at the falls being planned by a number of people. So there was a bunch of crazy people, a bunch of them. They contacted one of the individuals involved. That person confirmed the planned stunt was to involve one or two kayakers, and the person was warned engaging in such attempts without the written permission would not work very well, be a violation of the law. Oh, and by the way,
it was really stupid.
It could result in death, you know, just in case. And again, I understand that, you know, you may watch television and think you're...
It's not real.
Yeah,
movies are not real.
This is the real thing. This can kill you dead.
Yes.
You can't press the reset button.
No, can't happen. We got a couple of stories that have to do with license plates that are interesting and possibly something to be a little bit concerned about as to electronic license plates. So first we'll talk about California, where thousands of California drivers are ordering specialty vintage plates, okay? And in the program, it lets people choose tags based on the design of their cars, whether it's the 1950s, 60s, or 70s.
That's cool!
Well, it is. It's a pretty neat deal. The throwback plates will let drivers put your classic kind of plates on from that time when that's what California plates looked like. The price is $50 along with the normal registration fee, so it's kind of a little revenue thing. And, you know, Texas does vanity plates and some interesting things there. But let's turn to what they're doing in South Carolina. And think about this one for a minute. South Carolina may introduce electronic license plates that use an electronic ink to signal when a car is stolen, suspended, or uninsured. The plates are known as e-tags. They can retain a digital image of the license plate for over 10 years using similar technology that's found in e-readers. The plate is powered by the electricity collected from the vibration of the car when it's in motion. Okay? As well as an ultra-thin, transparent solar panel that overlays the top of the plate. And being electronic, the plate can be updated remotely by the state's DMV. When a driver license becomes invalid or the car is reported stolen, this would alert authorities and members of the public who could report the whereabouts of that vehicle, speeding up the process of getting it off the road and making it safer for other drivers. It'll be safer. That's the reason they're doing it.
Don't you think somebody could easily disable it with a taser or
something? Well, apparently they can't. And here's the deal, though. They're tracking these people to make it safer for other drivers. Remember, it's all about your safety. E-tags are currently in the prototype stage, with the creator talking to South Carolina about taking part in a pilot program.
Why he needs to try his pilot out up north where they don't care.
Well, do you think, I mean, how do you feel about that idea? Do
no.
you like the idea that,
no.
well, okay, but now
no, I'm saying he tries it out in the south, people are going to be shooting those things off with shotguns.
Yeah, they
and
could.
Stuff.
They, hey, does it still work when it's got pellets in it?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Now, but I feel very strongly about uninsured motorists on the road. Just got no reason to be there. I mean, that is the height of irresponsibility. They're just, I am hard line when it comes to that. You don't have insurance, you get off the road. And you don't get on the road until you've got it.
I agree with that.
Now, but, so you, is that it? Do you just do it for that? Or do you do it if you know that that drive, and see, I don't know
because
how you
because obviously people don't care anymore.
No, they don't. Hello?
Officer, it's not my fault my license plate flipped you off.
Yeah. We're sending you a message. I do. I feel very strongly. Yeah, I feel very strongly about that. And, you know, people should be. Of course, that's the other thing. And, you know, I've said this for years. As you watch people do stupid things, I wish I had that, you know, bow and arrow with a suction cup and a little pennant that says stupid driver, you know, that you could shoot on the back of their windshield, okay? And after they got, like, three stupid drivers within a month, they couldn't drive anymore. You know,
I don't have a problem with that, but I have a problem. Once you open that door to, we're going to follow and do.
Right. Sure.
No.
Yeah.
No,
that's,
no, no.
That's
no.
Well, I mean, that's where we're possibly headed. Hello.
Well, why don't they just insert a transponder on all of us? And they know where all of that.
Well, we're going to do that. I'm sure that'll happen sometime soon. Hello.
Yeah, you make something electronic, someone's going to be able to hack it. Can you imagine the chaos?
Yeah, that's you know, that's a good point, too, and we're going to do the story later on about the toilet app that can be hacked.
See, I'm not a big, you know, I wouldn't do anything like that. But if they put those all on license plates, I'd be tempted to turn them all off.
Yeah, well, but again, there's somebody who will. I mean,
I would commission that.
Yeah.
Here's my money. Turn them all off.
Yeah. I mean, I like the idea of being able to easily identify somebody who is not obeying the law. But yes, there will be somebody who will figure that out. Otherwise, they've got to get the smartest person working for the state.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values.
Small business entrepreneurs are the backbone of the American economy. They all need one important thing, capital. And Spirit of Texas Bank is the number one Texas-owned bank for small business production with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas-owned, Texas-proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Good morning, it's 7:26. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. When somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Plenty hot today, probably 103, 104, and in fact, the heat index may be up to 107 or so, and we'll continue to have temperatures in that neighborhood all through the week. Chance of showers on Saturday and Sunday at about 20%. Keep our fingers crossed, and low each night will be in the upper 70s. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 13. And we've got partly cloudy skies, and it's 79 degrees.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aguilandrealestate.com.
KGO-TV San Francisco television crew covering news in Oakland when, against their wishes, they became the news. The regrettable incident took place in broad daylight, 2:30 in the afternoon. A television news crew was shooting a segment, supposedly, and then suddenly three guys appeared. One had a firearm. A drive-by media crew and their security guard, a former Oakland cop, were ordered to the ground. The drive-by robbers left the scene with the drive-by media's TV camera equipment. Other drive-by media outlets reporting the story tried to get a reaction from KGO. They got zip, zero, nada. The news department of KGO is not talking to other news people. Now, this is not the first time KGO has been hit. Last May, KGO-TV news van was hit. Crew members lost personal items. A car belonging to the crew's security guard, former San Francisco cop, was stolen. Also in Oakland, KPIX viewers last year were watching a live broadcast outside a local high school. The picture was jarred, suddenly turned sideways. The reason? The cameraman was being punched and robbed. Now, these poor Oakland drive-by TV crews need help. Yes, they've hired former law enforcement officers, but it's Oakland. Everybody gets robbed. So here's an idea. The drive-by news crews ought to up their game. Hire Oakland gang members for security. And then it'll be the drive-by news crews and their gangland security thugs versus the gangland drive-by robbers. Call it drive-by wars. It'd be a new reality show.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Our digital lives are meant to make life easier, but it comes at a price. Did you know that a friend wishing you happy birthday on your social media could give identity thieves just what they need to steal your identity? Don't make the mistake of thinking that identity theft will never happen to you. You need LifeLock Ultimate, the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Not only does it help guard your identity, your good name, and your credit, but LifeLock Ultimate even monitors your bank accounts for takeover fraud. I protect myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com/rush for details and a special 10% discount. Or call them and use the promo code RUSH to get that special 10% discount. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. 800-444-2810. Network does not cover all transactions, and the scope may vary.
Bank account alerts require LifeLock Ultimate membership.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Byinsky with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com. Today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32 at 79 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If voters approve, highway funding in Texas would increase by more than $1 billion a year. That's the gist of the compromise reached Monday night by state lawmakers. The proposed constitutional amendment would divert oil and gas revenue away from the rainy day fund. With more than 3 weeks available in the third special session, Governor Perry decided against adding any other subjects. That was a disappointment to those serving Brazos County and other districts where state universities are located. They were among supporters of passing a law allowing for tuition revenue bonds to finance new construction. Between the A&M and University of Texas systems, it would have meant $1.5 billion of new buildings. For A&M, that included more than $107 million for Health Science Center buildings in Temple, Round Rock, and Dallas. Representatives of the Twin Cities, Brazos County, and A&M share responsibility for the Community Emergency Operations Center. It's currently housed in downtown Bryan in space leased for another 5 years. At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, Greg Owens reported a feasibility study will be conducted about a possible move that might include more than the CEOC.
The board also discussed other complementary service providers, such as the 911 district, inclusive of all dispatch services provided to the city of Bryan and Brazos County. Other dispatch services being located in the CEOC were discussed as well.
Owens' list of possible sites included a new building on county-owned land in Bryan's Park Hudson neighborhood, along with the city's former police headquarters and unnamed properties on the A&M campus. The Bryan City Council was given a preview of what they'll be voting on in 3 weeks for the next capital improvements plan.
The council gave no direction yesterday to project recommendations for 2014 through 2018. Public Works Director Jason Barfnick says proposals for next year includes expanding the city cemetery and nearby street work.
The total project would allow the cemetery room for 875 20 by 30 plots. We would actually go in and realign Washington and Old Curtin, so we'd straighten out that hard bend, make that a little drive better there.
The council will vote on the four-year list, which includes nearly $8 million of work next year on August 27. Staff also presented options to rebuild Texas Avenue. No direction was given by the council on the recommendation to do an engineering study to move electric lines underground in landscape Texas from University to Villa Maria. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
A week from Thursday is the deadline to submit names to be added to the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial. Spokeswoman Ann Boykin says active and retired members of the military are eligible, as are those who are living or deceased, regardless of whether they live here.
There probably aren't any people in this entire community who don't know a veteran. And if there is somebody out there who doesn't know a veteran, but, you know, wants to support our memorial and keep these names going on forever, we accept donations. Any amount of money would be wonderful to keep this going and keep the memorial itself.
The new names will be recognized during the annual Veterans Day program at the memorial located at Veterans Park in College Station. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to more information from the memorial. There are two judges in Brazos County who plan to retire next year, and there are already three people planning to seek the Precinct 3 Justice of the Peace position held by George Boyette since 1989. Mickey Posey, Rick Hill, and Rick Vessel have notified the county clerk's office they have appointed campaign treasurers.
Last month, District Court Judge J.D. Langley disclosed he would not seek re-election. Local attorney Kyle Hawthorne has announced he will seek that post. Two more incumbents for the 2014 election have also filed paperwork declaring campaign treasurers, County Clerk Karen McQueen and Precinct 2 Constable Donald Lampo. The filing period for the 2014 primary starts November 9th. National attention about food contamination related to the Cyclospora infection is on the minds of scientists at Texas A&M's Center for Food Safety.
The way we're trying to do this is provide a facility that belongs to all the members of the center, and we're trying to outfit it with some of the best instrumentation available out there and provide that for the faculty to use as long as they're doing some sort of food safety research.
Director Gary Acuff says membership in the center is open to other universities that have similar interests but cannot afford a costly laboratory. Food safety research is generally divided equally between animal and plant issues. Now that the Texas legislature has finished, the BCS Chamber of Commerce is full steam ahead with next week's Economic Outlook briefing. Operations Director Burl Hagwood says that includes a panel discussion with local lawmakers.
Legislation has an impact on business. It has an impact on all of us. A lot went on, so this will be a very fun, dynamic panel and a great time to learn about how that's going to affect our local economy.
WTAW Scott DeLucia will moderate the panel featuring Representatives John Rainey and Kyle Cassell and Senator Charles Schwertner. Reservations for next Wednesday's luncheon at the College Station Hilton can be made by contacting the chamber. And if you are an Eagle subscriber, your paper will be late today because a drive motor broke on the printing press, but they're still on the web. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 79 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a lot to be said for convenience, but when it comes to your dental health, Arendt's Family Dentistry in Bryan is closer than you think. Since 1984, Arendt's has maintained a reputation for providing the finest, most advanced dental care for your entire family. Using state-of-the-art technology for every procedure, Arendt's provides the big city benefits of dental care with that small-town feel.
Call 268-1407 or visit arendtsdds.com. That's arendtsdds.com.
Voted best of the Brazos Valley. Arendt's Family Dentistry and Bryan. We're closer than you think.
Kevin O'Connor back in the studio again with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. And there's terminology that runs through a lot of the paperwork that you and I have gone through now on the couple of houses that I bought, one of which was a lentil. And I remember thinking distinctly, I'd rather eat it than figure out what that is actually on the page. So what is a lentil?
Oh, that's funny. Well, it's an architectural term that means a load bearing building component. Okay, but in our area, what that means is that if you have a home that's either got full or partial masonry, if you walk outside and you look above the doors and windows, you'll see a horizontal metal strip that spans the opening. And it's actually designed to support the brick or stone that's above it. And the reason that you see that in a lot of inspection reports is because when it comes primed already. So a lot of builders won't paint it. But unfortunately, they can begin to rust over time. And eventually, if it's not taken care of, they can actually fail.
And that's the support beam that holds the brick. So you want to make sure that's taken care of.
Easy solution. Take care of the rust. Prime it. Paint it. You're good to go.
To find out more tips and suggestions like that, go to zarealestate.com.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're gonna love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir. Your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway. The new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only. Participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers. For veggie eaters. For meat lovers. For spicy Italian lovers. For big appetites. For pickle people. For meatball dreamers. For fitness fanatics. For everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 30 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Good morning, it's 7:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-1162.
Sunshine will get brighter and brighter as the day goes on. Temperatures will get warmer and warmer. We'll be at or above 100 degrees today. Could be as warm in a few spots as about 103 or 104. Clear for the most part, much of tonight, 75 to 80. Sunshine tomorrow, up around 100. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 75 to 80 degrees. We'll have sunny weather for Friday, and it looks like temperatures are going to be back close to 100 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I think the energy level's been good, and I think whenever you have new guys, there's a new energy, and these new guys got some juice to them.
They certainly do, and things were moving pretty quickly at the A&M practice. It was 100 degrees when practice started and a little warmer than that when the press talked to the coach, and we'll get to all that, plus a whole lot more with baseball coming sports, and we'll do it for you about 7:50.
Okay, did you hear about the video of the Seattle policeman who slapped the little boy?
No.
Well, you know, once again, outrage until you find the facts. I said Seattle, that's not right, it's Eugene. Anyway, so in Eugene, Oregon, up there in the Northwest, it's all about this headline that shows, and there's a brief clip that shows on the local news this officer slapping a 10-year-old boy. But you see, you don't have the whole story.
Was it his own kid?
No, it wasn't. But what happened was the kid had bitten him, okay? So he responded that way. But in fact, police were court-ordered to retrieve this child who was with his mother, who was in violation of the court order, stating that the boy could not be in her custody. What happened is police rolled up to the park where the boy's there with his mom. The mother tells the boy to run away. So the officer goes and catches the boy, and he's walking him back, and at that point, that's when a woman starts videotaping. Didn't get the hand bite, but got him popping the kid on the top of the head. And then, of course, all the people who are standing around in the park see the policeman do this, not knowing the circumstances, bring on the profanity-laced 18-minute video.
Police brutality.
Yes, of course. And, you know, why are they doing that? Well, and then they end up handcuffing the mother. She's using all sorts of colorful language in front of the 10-year-old boy. They're yelling at the police officer. They have no idea that he, in fact, is enforcing a court order. And by the way, the officers say this kid never attended school. He is reported to be illiterate. And as a result, that's the reason that they have awarded the father, one Brian Wolf, full custody of the child. So the mama took the child away. And then when the police show up, tell him to run off, the police go get him. And all you see is the clip of the police officer hitting the kid. Is there any doubt that first responders just some days get up and go?
Yeah, there's your CPS Mother of the Month.
Yeah. She's going to win an award. But anyway, that's where we are about that. Mistakes, and you know, we're talking about how student loans are not getting paid back. How the default rate's about 22%. Well, part of it could be that you can't get a job because you're using bad grammar in your resume.
Mm.
Now, we got another story that I mean, there are any
finally
number...
Finally, someone cares about grammar.
Well, I don't know. What they're doing is they're pointing it out. I don't know if it's going to make any difference or not. But, yeah, it's a little bit bothersome when you see a resume from a college graduate who's using words like irregardless.
Mm. What I hate is when establishments spell through THRU or even just people... Or just anybody.
Is that okay in text, though?
No.
Yes, it is.
I hate it.
Well, then that's the whole thing about text.
Don't spell THRU to me.
Okay.
I mean, I guess in a text it's okay, but not in some professional piece of literature or on a sign or, you know, that is not how that word is spelled.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, these are grammatic things rather than spelling, but irregardless, I mean...
No, don't do that.
Irregardless, no. It's
say regardless.
Thank you. It's not could have, should have. You wrote a thank you note to your interviewer and said, I could have talked to you all day. Could have? No,
could
it's actually
have.
Could have. Listen to her, Conan the Grammarian.
Oh,
hello.
My gosh.
Talking about poor grammar,
yes.
Poor spelling. Bryan High School's sign has schedule spelled S-C-H-E-D-U-A-L.
Uh-oh.
I kid you not.
Where is that sign?
Bryan High School,
yeah.
Off of Briarcrest Drive.
Oh, the one
Drive.
On Briar. What'd you say? When did you see this? Oh, is it the electronic sign?
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
I saw it last night as I was driving along Briarcrest.
Okay. All right. Aww. Thank you. Hurry up. Get to school. Whoever's in charge of that. Get that fixed. Just take it down. Just take it down.
It could be a typo.
It is a typo.
Now,
I judge
people by how relatively close the letters are on the keyboard.
Well,
I do.
You do.
I'll admit it.
Well, why is A? A is all the way over to the left. That has nothing to do with schedule.
Well, A and E, they've mixed. If it's U-L-E and they put U-A-L.
Okay. I'm about through T-H. Are
yeah,
you
really.
Wit, W-I-T, dis, conversation. And if you two will look at your phones, I just sent the same thing.
There you go.
I love you.
Missing
okay.
Misusing your and your. One's a possessive. The other's not.
Mm.
Okay.
Almost as bad. Well.
Listen to her.
Almost as bad as I-T-S, I-T apostrophe S.
You are not allowed to come look at any of my sports scripts ever.
Oh, my gosh.
She is jazzed
I'm
over
about
this.
To poo a brick in here, man.
Hello.
Equally.
Yeah, just gonna let Kat know the abbreviation THRU.
Yeah.
That makes that burger $1.50. If we spell it all the way out,
yeah.
About $4.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, I don't mind.
Money.
Okay,
they're
if it's fast food
money.
Spelling it THRU, I don't mind. Anyone else?
No, wait a minute. No,
anyone
no, no,
else
no, no, no.
Spelling it THRU?
You can't give them a pass just.
Oh, that
of
gets
that.
My gander up.
Oh well. Or your dander.
My dander up. Oh, my gosh. The other day I ran into someone and they were like, hey, give me the skivvy on blah, blah, blah. I was like, the skivvy? The men's underwear? I think you mean skinny. Anyway, never mind.
No, it's all right. That happens more than you can imagine. Words that we use so poorly, so wrong for so long, it suddenly becomes part of common usage. And if it's a, you know, and if it's part of common usage, then it's okay. Hello.
Good morning. Hey. A auto repair shop. They said they do brake jobs. B-R-E-A-K-E.
Thank you. I can do that myself.
Hi, this is Bobby Jennings with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening, so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Childs Dermatology can help you minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen, the new Botox-type treatment Dysport to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Childs Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
If you have kids, then you already know this. Sibling rivalry can erupt over almost anything. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Years ago, my boys and I had fun with a science experiment involving test tubes, batteries, and connecting wires. It generated a small amount of hydrogen gas, that's rocket fuel, that flared up with a lit match. It was harmless but exciting to two youngsters and one dad. One night, Gene and I had a babysitter watch the boys, but by mistake, I'd left the experiment sitting out. A couple of hours into the evening, our 7-year-old left an urgent voicemail. Everything was fine, but he believed his older brother, Trent, needed a good talking to.
Hi, Mommy. Chicken actually was dumb enough to get the battery I put my tongue on in the mini junk cables and actually plug it in the DVD player, and it caused smoke. But don't worry, it did not... a fire. This is Troy, and by the way, Trent did it, okay? Have I been specific enough? Okay, bye. Both sides, don't go easy on it.
Well, you gotta love that. Sibling rivalry at its best. But let's face it, conflict among siblings often makes a household downright chaotic. So tomorrow, I'll share some hints on how to get the sibling rivalry in your home under control. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you need. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-6580. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Instaflex is available at GNC, but you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards & More. It's 7:51. Texas A&M took to the field for the second time this fall under clear skies, windy conditions, and temperatures right around 100, and even warmer than that for Coach Sumlin, who met with the press, where there were several questions, of course, about the East Coast autograph broker that told ESPN that he had given Johnny Manziel $7,500 for his signatures, plural. His response was that that conversation would be handled by the assistant athletic director for media relations, Jason Cook. But if you want to talk football, so when the conversation finally shifted to football, he was asked how the team was looking.
I think the energy level's been good, and I think whenever you have new guys, there's a new energy, and these new guys got some juice to them. So they're not backing off any, and that's creating some real battles within the young guys to play between themselves, but some battles with the old guys and really creating some good tempo in practice.
Speaking of old guys, or veterans anyway, Cedric Obioha-Obwehi has been moved around in the Aggie offensive line quite a bit due to either injury or lack of depth, and he says he's very happy to get back to a more normal position of tackle this year.
I'm very excited. It's been about 3 years since I played tackle in high school, so just to get back on the edge again and just to be in my natural position, it's a big deal to me.
Aggie stayed in shorts and helmet for the second straight day as they work forward towards full pads towards the end of the week. As for the scandal, the broker played two cell phone videos that he initially had tried to sell to ESPN, showing Manziel signing white Texas A&M helmets and footballs laid out on a bed in a hotel room. The video does not show Manziel accepting any money. Here's ESPN's Daryl Rovell on what this could mean for A&M.
So even if the NCAA hasn't concluded their investigation, if Texas A&M believes that Johnny did receive remuneration, they might not play him. Even if the cash wasn't exchanged, you know, there's hundreds of photos that Johnny's signing for someone who he denied for free 6 hours earlier.
Of course, Texas A&M desperately wants to get this all put behind them because in 24 days, Rice heads to Kyle Field. Incoming Texas A&M women's golf freshman Bianca Fabrizio stormed up the leaderboard to claim the final match play spot following a two-hole playoff yesterday at the U.S. Women's Amateur Championship hosted in South Carolina. Brazos Valley Bombers are wrapping up the regular season at home this Thursday and Friday before starting the first round of the playoffs. They'll also be at home for that. It's Saturday against the East Texas Pump Jacks. The Texas Rangers beat the Los Angeles Angels 8-3 last night for their eighth win in 9 games. And here's Ranger manager Ron Washington on the not-so-great start from his starter Yu Darvish.
Well, that's what good pitchers does. And, you know, of course he didn't have his best stuff, but he found a way to make pitches when he had to, and he gave us 7 innings, and Tanner Shepard took care of the rest.
Yu Darvish allowed 8 hits in his least effective start since returning from the disabled list last month. Tanner Shepard pitched 2 scoreless innings for his first save of the season.
Swing and a miss. He got him with a high fastball, 98 with the last one. That was impressive. And that's the ball game. The Red Sox win it 15-10, coming back from 5-0 and 7-3 deficits to knock off the Houston Astros here tonight.
But on the way to that win, Boston Red Sox catcher Ryan Laverway has tied a major league record with four passed balls in one inning. Laverway had trouble handling pitches from their knuckleballer, Steve Wright, in his first inning. Wright was making his first major league start. NBA has released their upcoming schedule, which will begin three games on October the 29th. The Indiana Pacers host the Orlando Magic in the opening game of the season. At about the same time, the Miami Heat are holding another championship ring ceremony. The Heat then will take on the Bulls before the Lakers and the Clippers square off in the final game of the opening night slate. And finally, Tony Stewart has successfully had successful surgery to repair a broken right tibia and fibula suffered in a sprint car race in Iowa on Monday night.
You mortals have got to learn. You guys need to watch more sprint car videos and stuff. It was not a big deal. It's starting to get annoying this week about that. So that was just an average sprint car wreck. I mean, it's when they wreck, they get upside down like that.
Where mere mortals were freaked out by it because it looked nasty. He will need a second surgery and remains hospitalized. There's no timetable for his return to the NASCAR circuit, where he's currently 11th in the Sprint Cup standings. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More has everything you need to promote your business, personalize your electronics, or support your little athlete. Awards & More is your first stop for plaques, trophies, and engraved personal items. Everybody needs their name on something, so let Awards & More custom awards and promotional products put it there. Awards & More also provides custom-designed t-shirts, screen printing, imprinted promotional products, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or visit their website at awardsandmoreinc.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Zihuatanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Wow, look at her. She yours?
Yeah, my first.
Congrats. You're going to love every moment of it.
This is all just so new for me.
Here you are, sir. Your Subway Applewood pulled pork with extra pickles.
I'm just so happy.
Try the newest arrival at Subway, the new Applewood pulled pork. Tender pork and rich barbecue sauce bursting with sweet, smoky Applewood flavor on freshly baked bread. Get it before it's gone. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
About a minute till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Have you noticed the Applewood people have just done an outstanding job?
Yes.
I mean, they make you think that the only bacon on God's green earth would be Applewood bacon.
Have you tried Applewood bacon?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I've been to restaurants and it's got Applewood bacon on it, and that's wonderful. But I mean,
trying it in its essence, just itself at home.
No,
it is so good.
Yeah. Well, again,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's
well,
bacon.
But yeah, exactly. See, exactly. It's. Yeah.
I just had some bacon.
Yeah.
Anybody
yeah.
ever had bacon before? Good. Oh, my
man.
Greasy lover bacon.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
You want to know how good bacon is?
Yeah.
To improve other food, they